She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
Okay, we're running Hawaiian Automotive 101. Those of you listening on the internet, aloha. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the rail. A lot of people are against it now, and they should be, because if you look around on the computer. If there was no computers, folks, I understand. But there is computers. Wherever there's rail, it did not cut traffic. Look around. Traffic will be there, no matter what you do. This French guy that came in back in the 70s, the early 70s, told the neighborhood boards, rail on Oahu will never work. Because number one, Hawaii is a resort state. Tourists are not going to ride the rail. Locals are not going to ride the rail. And the study he made was, Hawaii is special. People don't go from point A to point B and back. People in Honolulu goes this place, that place, all over before going to the work or going home. They go shopping, they go this, they go that, whatever. So they'll never catch the rail. Beside that, the rail will not save that kind of time that you're thinking about. Think about it. It's going to go 21 miles, and they claim in 20 minutes. 1 minute a mile? You think so? Go try it. We did. Early one morning, we did with a car from point A to point B. Okay? And it took longer than 21 minutes with no traffic. No traffic. We did it. Just to do the study. If the rail could do it in 21 minutes. That's non-stop now. Non-stop. We took longer than 21 minutes. Okay? So the rail is going to stop at the stations. It's going to cut time. There's no way. And once people learn that it's a big humbug to get on the rail, they won't ride it. It's a big financial loss. But the biggest thing is, they made an estimate, folks. I don't care when it was for, they should have figured it out. They're not babies. They know. But they know you, the people of Hawaii, will never say anything. Well, folks, it's about time we did. If somebody gave you an estimate to build your house for $250,000, build your house, and halfway or one-fourth way through, they tell you, oh, sorry, it's going to be $500,000. Would you say, oh, okay, go ahead? No. An estimate is an estimate. You have to stick by it, no matter what. So the head guy for the rail is responsible. He does what he wants, and you don't say anything about it. Too much of this is going on in Hawaii, where they get an estimate for a project, and it's never, ever to that estimate. It's always over. The H3 freeway. It doesn't matter what the excuse was. They're experts, or supposed to be experts in the field, and should have figured it out. Now, if they couldn't figure it out, then they have no business doing it. The people have taken it long enough. That's why Trump is running for president. Because he's fed up. It's about time we the people put our feet down and say, this is enough. Okay? So we need to do something about that. The other thing we need to do something about is safety check. Safety check. All the safety check stickers have your VIN number on it. That VIN number can make, with that VIN number information, they can make a key. Okay? And steal your car. Think, folks. Think. Why in the world did they put the VIN number on the safety sticker? Well, so your car gets stolen. 40% of you don't have theft insurance. Your car gets stolen. How are you going to afford a new one with no insurance? They know all of this. They study you, the people. They study you. And that's the reason why they put the VIN number on there. This is so wrong, 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 I tell you. That's your leaders. You trust the people you put in office, right? Well, better look again, folks. So many people, the cars are getting stolen because of that VIN number on the safety sticker. I say this to all the time to you. And I see my own customers with the VIN number still on. And they listen to the show, but they don't take it off. People always wait to the funeral when it's too late. Then they try to do something. But then it's too late. Remove the VIN number. It's very simple. It's by using nail polish remover, brake clean, thinner, acetone, whatever. It'll come off. Okay? If you don't have anything like that, then get a black marsh pen and mark it off. It is not illegal to remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. They have the license number on there. Okay? So anyway, you need to do something, folks. You cannot let this ride. We need to remove safety check. 40 states don't have it because when the federal funding was dropped, they dropped it. It's smart. What happened to Hawaii? Drop it. All that safety sticker you pay for, nothing goes to the state or the city. That is paid to the mechanic. Think, have common sense. If you were the mechanic and the city told you to do it for free, would you? Would you work for the city for free? I don't think so. And $20 is not enough to cover the whole car for the safety features. Okay? So, anyway, all I can do is tell you, I cannot have it taken out, but you the people can. So, you need to do something, okay? I know there's a VIN number up on the dashboard by your windshield too, and I've been saying to block that with a black paper. Taking a picture for that with a phone is very difficult. Very difficult because of the glare. But on the safety sticker, it's very clear. Easy to take a picture of that. Okay? But anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, if you have a question, comment, or whatever. Okay? So, I've been noticing on the freeway the people are driving worse and worse. They cut in out, I mean, with barely enough space between cars. What's up with this? You're not getting there any faster. Relax. Drive safely. Okay? But anyway, if you drive less than 25 miles a day, you should pay less automobile insurance. Check with State Farm. They'll tell you. And the State Farm agent I would recommend is in Manoa. And his name is let me see. Oh, I'm trying to look it up. Anyway, he's very, very good. His name is Derek. Okay? He's the State Farm agent in Manoa. Very honest. Very, very honest. I'm really happy with him. His phone number is 988-8808. 988-8808. Okay? That's Derek at State Farm. Okay. Anyway, give me a call at 524-1080. I recommend using the Shell gas. The Shell gas is, the 92 is just under 90, so it's the best you can buy today. Okay? I'm not recommending Tesoro. I'm recommending only the Shell V-Power 92. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have? Who do we have? We have who? I can't hear you. We have Robert from Pearl City?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Robert.
Hi, George. I have a question about the rail.
Okay.
I heard you say, I think this was a couple of weeks ago, you made a comment about something about the actual construction of the guideway was defective and that it's possible it could collapse, but I didn't understand what that was, and I don't know if it's inferior concrete or something like that. I just wonder, because I think about that every time I drive down there.
I don't blame you.
They see the segments, they're not lined up or anything like that. I know that's not finished yet, but I'm just wondering how you, where you heard that or what the information you have on that.
Well, because I'm on the radio, there's a lot of people that listen, and they're concerned, and they tell me about it.
Okay.
Okay. The rail have been cracking.
Oh.
Okay. And it's common sense. If you go and look at the viaduct, there is no cracks. Concrete usually crack when it's old, not when it's brand new.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and if it's cracking when it's brand new, something is wrong.
No, I didn't know it was cracking.
It is. It's been on the news. It's been on the news, and people got to wake up and pay attention, because if a big chunk of that falls down on your car...
Oh, man, it's all over.
Is, yeah. Then it's too late to say, excuse me, but we need to stop the rail.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want the rail to kill anybody.
No.
You know, and how can it be up and down, and not level?
I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't know.
You know.
I don't understand it. It looks to me like the way it's. Even if you go all the way back to Waipahu and look at a lot of the segments, they're not joined up yet. So I don't understand what they're doing. I don't know why they don't just finish one area and then move on down the road. It looks to me like the whole thing is going to be not complete when the entire thing, they don't have the whole, think they finish up one section and then move down, you know?
It looks like a big money scam.
Yeah, it does. Scary.
You know, and the people got to wake up and stop it.
Yeah.
Enough of it.
Yeah. Gone on long enough.
Yeah. And the guy, if he gets kicked out, he's going to be paid? Come on.
I know.
Come on. You get fired from McDonald's, they don't give you a bonus.
I know.
So
terrible.
Stupid.
It's
so
ridiculous.
Stupid, yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, you just have to be careful and pray to the Lord that he keeps you safe. Because, I go past there, I'm scared.
Yeah. Like you say, just think of the lawsuit. If, like you said, a big chunk of concrete comes down on somebody's car.
Yep.
The $1 million lawsuit right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, George. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Aloha.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Okay. Is it break time?
It is. Yeah. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. And, you know, you're so right on the rail. I drove by there the other day. I didn't realize they were all the way down by the stadium already. And the best plan I've heard is stop at Middle Street. And, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and kind of say, I'm not going to write off the rail won't work altogether. But this is what I'd like them to do. Run it to Middle Street and see how it goes. You follow me, George? Like,
well,
you don't have to spend all, you know, you already spent the money. It's already there.
Bob.
Yes.
If it don't work, you're going to have a white elephant standing there.
Well, but my point is, at least it stops at Middle Street.
Well, what if it falls down?
Well, I don't know what to say about that. If it falls down, actually, I could tell you, sometimes I'm driving under the viaduct, I'm thinking about the viaduct falling down.
No, that I know won't fall down.
And if, you know, you hear that, like, clicking, no, I'm going, hey, you know, this thing's been... Anyway, I don't want to start scaring people. Mm. Like, oh, no, Rolling Bob said the viaduct. No. The viaduct is safe.
Yeah, but, and the viaduct is level. It doesn't go up and down.
Right.
But the rail is going up and down.
Well, I'm going to go on a mission this week to go out and look closely at the rail. And then I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
I think you better have somebody drive you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so you can take a good look. Okay.
Hey, I'll do like, you know how many cars I see on the side of the road? I just put my flashers on like everybody else. Just stop.
Well, you know what? Like, you can park in some business parking lot. You can see it.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's so, and it, George is right. Every, I've been saying this for years, every month people drive crazier and crazier.
That's right.
And one of my friends said it was video games. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, the kids all play these video games with Fast and Furious and, I don't know, Street something. Anyway, I was watching one. Yeah, they're racing around the street, and you get points for knocking people out your way.
Okay.
So what do you think happens when you grow up doing that, and now you're driving down the freeway?
Yep.
You're thinking, hey, you know, it'd be fun. Let's see. Because you're right. You're not going anywhere faster. It's the thrill.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why we need a racetrack.
Exactly. It all ties in. And, you know, George, the frustrating thing with living here is, like we always say, common sense.
Hmm. It passed away.
Hard. You're a politician, you go, okay, I'm driving down the road, I'm watching these kids cutting in and out, somebody's going to get hurt eventually, why don't I make a place where they could go? Right? I mean, it doesn't, I don't know why it's so difficult. Big Island's got a track, Maui's got a track, Kauai's got a track.
Okay.
Honolulu, with more people than the three of them combined, no track.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have Alvin from Honolulu.
Hello. Alvin, you're on the air.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, and thank you very much for allowing me to chat with you for a short while. I wanted to share with you, I decided to... take a bold step and help my community, which you and I are part of it, that I'm going to run for the House position in the District 29. And I'm a candidate on the Democrat ticket right now, and there's about five of us running. And I wanted to just share briefly with you that all my years of experience as a senior executive and in the government, in the federal state and a city, that I would like to give back to my community as a legislator. And I thought that maybe if the voters here in the district could give me an opportunity to do that. Currently, I'm the chairman of the Downtown Neighborhood Board, which I've been a member for about 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very well-versed of all the issues around the Chinatown, downtown area, and also many of the city issues, because I worked under Mayor Fossey and Mayor Harris as a director of several large departments, and I feel that I'm very capable of also giving back some of this knowledge that I learned. And also, I served in the Army, and I went. I'm a combat veteran from the Vietnam War. I was an infantry officer for 30 years, and I retired as a colonel, and I feel that with my experience of being a leader in that sense is very good, and I think that I could probably be a real plus and a positive factor for our community. And
well, you know, Alvin, not to interrupt you, but
yes.
You know, as far as leaders go, you have good leaders, bad leaders.
Yes.
And I consider you a very good leader.
Well, thank you.
Very good. And it's you got to look at the leader's heart. And you, Alvin, have a good heart. As far as your people that's running against you, I don't think so.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so you're talking to Alvin Au.
Yes.
Yep.
Very good man, and folks, I recommend him highly, and I know without a doubt he will do a good job for us.
Yes, and if George, also, if the public wants to know a little more about me, please look at www.alvinauhawaii.com. Apparently, that I have a website. I'm trying to be social media friendly.
Okay.
By my desk, but I have a lot of information in there, and if you wanted to, and feel free to the public too. If you want to correspond with me, I'll be very happy to have a conversation or dialogue with them.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you know, you've been recorded on our website.
Okay.
You know, www.georgenita.com.
Oh, great.
So people always tune in on the website again to listen. If they couldn't listen.
Okay. And again, thank you, George, for giving me the opportunity to share my issues with you today.
Well, no, Alvin, if you weren't somebody I would recommend, I would not put you on.
Yes, sir.
You're a good man.
Thank you again, George.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha.
Bye. Aloha.
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, I wasn't going to say anything. I never knew Alvin Au was going to come on. I like what he says. I like his credentials, his experience. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him, so I'm not condemning him or any candidate. I just want to say to the voters out there, you can believe anything what they say, the politicians, but look at your performance. Well, I'm going to go one step further. Who is their authority here? Who is guiding them? Who do they believe in? If it is not God, then I don't think they can do what is right. If you look at the past performance of history for 52 years, the majority, if not all, the politicians that created bad laws, yeah, and they all voted for same-sex marriage and abortion. You cannot have that. It's a sin in the Bible as far as God is concerned. So who is your leader? Yeah. So anyway, with that, I don't know. Maybe I might want to call him up and ask him. I want to talk to all politicians, even on the street,
Bruce,
when he's campaigning.
Bruce, I've known him a long time.
Huh?
I've known him since 1989.
Yeah, but what is his stance?
He's very good.
As far as biblical principles,
everything
has shown that if you go against it, it always fails. It's all corrupt.
Bush, he lives in the same building as I live in, so I talk with him many times.
Yeah.
And
I would not
allow him on the show if I didn't recommend him.
Right. Okay, so moving along, again, you and Rolling Bob, we need a racetrack. We need one badly. The bottom line is, Bob asked the question, why we cannot. Yeah, we have 1 million people on this island. The majority of the races and the race cars are all here on Oahu. But
Bruce, they had a chance.
Huh?
Bruce, they had a chance in 1994.
That's right.
And in 98, they had a chance. They had three times.
Right, but
okay.
You know, today,
they never listen.
Fast forward.
They never listen, Bruce, so I give up.
Everybody like the government pay for. We cannot.
No, Bruce. The racers have no brain, Bruce.
How?
I gotta go. We gotta go to a break. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Not on.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Ron from Kalihi.
Hi, Ron. Ron?
Yes, hello.
Hey.
Hey, yeah. How's it, George? Hey, I wanted to say thank you for the lead on that Mother's Magwheel polish for the headlights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that thing works. It actually, I tried it out. I waited a long time until I found them on the shelf. I found them at Don Quixote, and I'll go try them out, and I'll be, the thing works. I did them on all my cars.
Works good, yeah? It works really good.
Oh, yeah, it no time, like maybe 5 minutes of elbow grease, and voila.
Like new.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, I got one, question about the rail, and were they talking about adding more bus routes even after the stations are completed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are people going to get to the station?
But, you know,
so that means
it doesn't make sense, because you got to wait for the bus, catch the bus, then you got to go to the rail station, wait for the rail.
Right.
All that waiting, you got to consider the time from the time you leave to the bus, to the bus stop, to the time you get to work.
Yeah.
It's going to be longer than driving.
More drivers and more buses to the fleet then.
Yep.
So at what point does it become a point where they can, like, bankrupt the whole city?
Oh, yeah. It's right there, right now.
Because it seems like every couple months they tack on, well, not a billion.
Yep. That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, bankruptcy, I heard that's not a good thing. I think they said New York went through it once in the 70s or something. Never have rubbish pick up or something like that.
Yep, so did Orange County.
Oh, yeah, what year was that?
Back in the early 80s.
Oh, okay.
You heard of hooker headers?
No.
Okay. In drag racing, my friends, hooker header was one of my sponsors, so I know. They moved from Orange County to Mexico.
Oh.
Because the landowners were getting greedy, just like the landowners in Hawaii. They raised the lease rent, you know, and they kill the goose that is laying the golden egg. And it's common sense. Like this Chinese man told me a long time ago when I first started business, you walk in your customer's shoe, and you'll be good. Well, these landowners don't walk in their customer's shoe. You know, how would they like it if you raise the rent on them? They would move.
Yeah.
Then you have nobody.
Yeah. Well, heaven forbid we lose some tourism to another, you know, country or something, and
that's it.
Or
we're going to lose tourism because, number one, the water in Waikiki is terrible. It's dirty. And, you know, Hawaii is not as beautiful as it was back in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 50s is what the people, the tourists are coming for. And when you make it ugly, they're not going to come. They don't have to come to a place where they leave all the high rise on the mainland and they come here, they see high rise again. No, makes sense.
No.
You know, I talk to a lot of tourists, you know, and find out, you know, how they like Honolulu, how they like the outer islands. You know, I've yet to hear one of them say they love Honolulu.
Yeah, we get to enjoy a healthy dose of road rage, huh?
Yep. And the water, a lot of them told me that Waikiki's water is not as clean as it used to be. It's not.
Mm.
Even Kiwala Basin. When I was growing up, you could see the bottom. Now, you barely can see 1 foot.
Ooh.
It's really filthy. Now, is anybody doing anything about that? No.
Nope.
So, I don't know. If tourism is our number one industry, then, folks, we better wake up because you're killing it.
You got it, George. Hey, thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Robert from Waiholi.
Hey, Robert.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to thank you for giving the public a platform to express our disbelief about what is happening to our state. Who will be accountable when all this poop comes down about the rail? Who do you think that we can prosecute?
I don't know.
Well, the people that say $3 billion, $5 billion, $7 billion, $9 billion, every one of them should be prosecuted because they're giving us false information.
Yep.
It keeps, you know, jacking up, and we don't have one... I think part of the problem is the electorate that keeps voting these people into office. You know what I mean?
It's the people of Hawaii, my friend. The
That's quite true. I vote, and my vote, no matter what I vote for, it doesn't count, it seems like. You vote against these things. Remember, the rail was, what was the vote, 52 to 48 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was so close, you know what I mean? They should have been stepping on nails, because every step they took was another wound in the public. Because
mm-hmm.
we're the ones bleeding. We pay the property tax, the state tax. We're being taxed beyond all comprehension.
That's right.
For these things that are failures. You know, they should have increased or anything. They should have used the freeway and built on top of that.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be strong enough?
Yep. Or make it wider.
Or whatever they had to do. But we had to right away with the freeways.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this rail, I plan never to ride on it because I don't believe in it because I think it's a big farce.
And it's a big joke.
This would wake up, man. Stop
yep.
electing these same.
It's a big financial scam.
Yeah, yeah. When do we do that? When do we, you know, lock hands and say enough is enough?
This year. It's election year.
Well, don't worry. I don't know who to vote for. I know none of these mayors, they're all part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just about. I don't know who all is going to be on the
you
ballot.
You got to go look at the ballots because the news people don't put out everyone that's running.
Only the top guys that have the most money involved.
You got it.
Yeah. So, you know, what do I got to go? Every night I got to pray to some God that's going to save us? I don't know. It doesn't seem to work.
Well, maybe this time it will.
Well, I gave up driving a number of years ago when the insurance went sky high, for I had a good record, and they were still jacking my insurance up. I'm going, wait a minute. I'm a senior citizen, so I'm just going to ride the bus, you know? And to me, that's the best transportation in town.
It is.
For your money and everything else, you can't beat it. They're pretty much on time. You know, rain, shine, or whatever may come down on the highway, you know, unless there's an accident and, you know, stops everything up. Otherwise, why don't the people just get smart, park their car, and especially we start fighting the insurance companies, like you said, under 25 miles.
Yeah.
Our insurance should be way low.
Well,
your chance of an accident or anything.
People just got to go check out State Farm. Derek is very fair.
Do they take that into account?
Yes. They do.
What is the dividend? 20% off or?
Well, I give an example. I got an 84 Chevy pickup, and my premium every 6 months is under $200.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Full coverage.
Yep, full coverage.
That's not bad.
That's good.
I know. I haven't driven in about 6 years. You know what I mean? So. I don't know what it was, but way back then it was too ridiculous for me.
Yep. Go check out State Farm. He's really reasonable, real honest.
Well, like I said, thank you for having us be able to talk about this stuff. But
you're welcome.
I want to go back to one the last point. Who do we, look to be accountable for all this thing when it keeps going up?
The governor.
Well, this guy Caldwell, he's all in on this thing.
I know.
So whoever votes for him is just voting for our downfall.
That's right. That's yeah. right. I'm glad somebody sees it.
Well, I see it, man. You know, in the beginning, matter of fact, I thought the guy was going to do something. I was up there on Leaky Leaky Highway holding signs for him and stuff. But I kicked myself in the butt.
Oh,
every
no.
time I think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Day.
Take care. Okay, who's next?
We have Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. Hey, I got a question. I'm still looking for that Toyota X-Runner, but my backup vehicle would be a Lexus SC430,
mm-hmm.
hardtop convertible. Any problems with that? Because Kelley Blue Book is like God's gift to cars.
Yes, it's a really good car.
Oh. Is that hardtop roof hydraulic or electric motors?
Electric.
All electric. There's no hydraulics like the old days?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey, George, I got a good one for you. I'm establishing a savings account on the mainland. And next to the Social Security, which I never like to give out, I clicked on the question mark next to it, and it says, we want to make sure that you're not funding a terrorist organization. That's the first time, you know, that blew my mind, because you're not supposed to give your Social Security out to your
dentist,
your doctor, nobody. That's strictly for Social Security, but
you have your Social
Security.
You have the Social Security for your car on the safety sticker.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. And
crazy.
Your Social Security number goes out so many places that no wonder people get
scammed.
You know, yes, get scammed for that.
Yeah,
that's incredible to me.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Kimo.
For your advice, George.
Aloha.
All right. Aloha.
Break time.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have? Okay. Oh, boy. A lot of people calling today. That's good.
Oh, I have somebody that didn't want to go online and then wanting me to ask you the questions. I guess he noticed people park their cars and not use the handbrake. And when they start up the car and drive it again, it must be if you park on a hill, because I only noticed that happening to me when I park on a hill. It makes this real...
clank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason it does that is because the park brake, the park gear is a little paw that goes on a gear to lock the trans and keep it from moving. That paw is got a lot of pressure on it because the car is keeping the car from rolling. So when you pull it out of park, it'll make a noise because it's flipping back. But Yeah, if you're on the hill, yes, you apply the park brake first and then put it into park. You don't put it into park first and then the park brake. The brake is always first. If you're not on a hill, save your parking brake. Only use park gear. Okay? So, anyway, that's what we recommend. The parking brake is on the rear tires only. Now, if you're in a no parking zone and you have your park brake on and in the park gear, they're going to have a hard time towing your car. Because when they jack up the front, it won't roll. And they have to put it on a dolly. So, anyway.
So they'll charge you more. I bet they'll charge you more.
Okay.
But are you supposed to always put your parking brakes on when you park your car, whether it's flat land or hill?
No, I wouldn't recommend it on flat land. Only on a slope.
Why wouldn't you recommend on flat land?
Because you're using it more than it have to be used.
Mm. Wear and tear?
Yeah. Save it.
And then this same caller also said that he noticed is it the registration or is it the safety check that doesn't change color anymore? It's always the same color now.
Yeah, it's the registration and safety sticker.
Oh, they're just the same color, black and white?
Yep. So, how do you expect the policeman to know if it's expired?
Well, yeah, I guess he's claiming that some people are changing their numbers manually.
Well, they can do that too, yeah. You know? But, you know, there is a law that any car not registered can be impounded on the spot. There is a law, folks. Your car can be impounded on the spot if you're not registered. Not the safety sticker. Registration. Okay? If your registration expired, they can impound your vehicle. So, until that is enforced, you're going to have tons and tons of cars on the road. Because as far as we have found, 40% of the cars on Oahu is not registered. 40%. Okay? So, if you start impounding them, look at how much the city makes. Tons of money. Okay? And those of them that don't drive it because they see the cars getting impounded, less traffic. Okay? Now, there is a law that you're not supposed to jaywalk. The police are ticketing, finally, in Chinatown, for people walking outside of the marked crosswalk, Wanda. That's why I told you, if they're outside of the marked crosswalk, you do not have to wait for them. They don't come under the wait law of people in the crosswalk. You have to wait for them to clear your side of the road. If they're not in the marked crosswalk, you don't have to. There's no law protecting them as far as jaywalkers. So the police are tagging people today in Chinatown for being outside of the marked crosswalk.
How about if they just straight up jaywalking where there's no crosswalk?
Well, you get tickets for that too.
They're watching for that?
Yep. And they're also ticketing when the light is flashing, don't walk. And you make a dash for it, they ticket you for that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you're technically not supposed to start walking when it's flashing.
Yeah, because if it's counting down, you can. But if it stops counting down and it's flashing, don't cross. You're not supposed to go cross. And if you do, they tag you. That's good. That's good. Because that's causing a lot of traffic.
Yeah, it is. And I guess for safety, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people they cross and they take their sweet old time.
That's
they
right.
They don't make it. The light turns
that's
green
right.
for the other side.
Yep. So, you know, like one of the callers said about the mayor, you know, I'm glad that people notice that he's a lot of talk and he don't do anything. And that's true. You know, I call a spade a spade. If the guy's not good, I'm going to tell you he's not good. You know, enough of that, you know, lies and stuff. Vote for me and I'll do everything. Yeah, right. Anyway, cheap gas only causes you more damage. Your engine and most of all your transmission, folks.
Well, how does cheap gas affect your transmission?
Well, the computer controls the transmission on all the cars today. And when the engine is knocking because of substandard fuel, anything under 87 will cause the engine to knock. Okay? If you read your manual, it says that. The computer will slip the trans, so you don't feel a jerking or anything. It'll run smooth. Well, that's not good. Because if you're slipping the trans, it's going to wear out. So you're causing more damage to yourself than saving money at the pump. Because number one, when using the Shell V-Power 92, you get way better gas mileage than using any other brand. I mean, don't believe me, just go try it. Go try it, two tankfuls, and see the difference.
Or some people, when they turn off their engine, the car still has that run on.
Yeah, that's really bad. You're really beating the life out of the engine. But people still do it. And that's why the automatic transmission shops are just really busy. Really busy because of that. Is the bad gas. So, anyway, you know, what can I say? Okay? So, well, anyway, you gotta take better care of your car. Okay? Because cars are not cheap. And a lot of the automatic transmissions cannot be rebuilt. You gotta buy a new one.
And buying a new one costs more than rebuilding?
Oh, some of them as far as $9,000.
Oh, myself buy a new car.
Well, there you go. So what did you save by using the junk gas? Nothing. You went more into a hole.
Well, for people that only keep their cars for a few years, I guess you can do what you want. But for somebody who wants to keep their car as long as possible,
not a good idea.
I guess they better start using all the good stuff.
Yep. So, anyway, it's coming down to that time for us to say aloha. And I'd like to thank all the callers that called in. And please, folks, pass the word. Remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. Okay? Help each other. Block the car thieves. Okay? And take care of each other. And don't drink and drive. And hope to see you all next week. Aloha.
Aloha, Hawaii, Ahoe, Nani, Hawaii. Thank you.
Thank you.